Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's just-ended presidential election won by Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com as well as www.voaindevele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the outcome of Zimbabwe's harmonized general elections.
President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed for peace and unity. A few hours after he was declared winner of the just-ended presidential election, his election is being disputed by Nelson Chamisa of the MDC Alliance, who got 44.3% of the total votes cast compared to 50.8% amassed by Mnangagwa.
Mr. Chamisa says the election was fraudulent and illegal as he won the poll. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is yet to respond to these allegations.
The ruling party, ZANU-PF, won a majority in parliament, making the party eligible to change the constitution of Zimbabwe to suit its political agenda.
And the situation is calm but tense in the country following skirmishes between the police, army and opposition supporters who were angered by the outcome of the election. Six people were shot dead by the army. President Mnangagwa says he will institute investigations on this issue.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, the VOA Shona and the VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe mahlabe zulu lingalitshona njani lapho likhona endaweni esijeneyo siyakwazi ke ukuthi ozacotshwa uba ngumongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa unqobile ke kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa nxa sikhangela ke akutholileyo kuthiwa uthole ke okuyisilinganiso sokuyi 50.8% ekhulwini okutsho ukuthi emavotini wonke ayenziwe ngabantu yena okuthole khonoko wathi ke okade emlandela umnumzana Nelson Chamisa wazuza 44.3%. Kutsho ukuthi ke umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye osezangena isikhundla sikamongameli. Besibambile kulandela ukususwa kwamnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni. Siyakwazi ukuthi Mugabe waphuma phela ngo-2017 ngoNovemba ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Ukhulumile lamhla ke Mnangagwa esithi ufisa ukuthi abantu babambane njalo lo mnumzana uChamisa ayenze ukuthi asisondeze enhlizweni yabantu abesesitsho ukuthi kumele adlelane nohulumende ngendlela ezithize. Kodwa ke uChamisa uthi hayi angeke akwenze khonokho ngoba uqiliwe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe ngikubona njani konke lokho kunjalo ke-Evans Freud.
Baba Gibbs unjani?
Mphile kunjani wena?
Hayi ngiyaphila mina.
Pabone.
Muri yeZimbabwe kwazuwai zvakare tauya nechirongwa cheLive Talk matiri kukurukura zviri kubuda nezvakabuda mukati mesarudzo dzanga dzichiitwa. Tiri kuona nhasi mukuru wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachibuda vachitaura kuti vari kukumbira kuti nyika yose muve nerunyararo vanhu vazvibate vadzikame kusanyanye kuitwa zvemhirizhonga vataura izvi pamberi pemusangano wavaita uyewo taona vaChamisa veMDC Alliance vachitaurawo kuti zvakabuda musarudzo havawirirani nazvo vanoona sekuti vakabiridzirwa. Saka vanoti ivo 44.3% yavakawana ichitariswa ne 50.8% yakawanikwa navamunangagwa vari kuti izvozvo hazvisirizvo chaizvo chaizvo zvakaitika musarudzo tichanzwa kuti vachazvifambisa sei vachienda kumberi senge vanga vachitaura vachiti vane urongwa hwekukwidza nyaya idzi kumberi kumatare dzimhosva nekutsvaka kuti dzirambwe nepasi rose nepamusoro pezvavari kuti zvakaitika. Asiwo ZANU-PF yava nevanhu vakawanda mudare reparamende kupfuura MDC nemamwe mapato anopikisa zvichipawo mukana wekuti kana vaine zvavanoda kuchinja mukati mebumbiro remutemo vanenge vane yatingati muchirungu majority vote zvinovabatsira kuti vagone kuchinja chinja zviviri zvitatu zvavanenge vachida kuti vachinje. Iko zvino tiri kunzwa kuti muguta Harare kuBulawayo nekuGweru kwati dzikamei tichitevera batai batai yanga iriko kubva muswe mazuva maviri apfuura uko kwakazopfurwa vamwe vatanhatu vakafa nemauto vachiedza kudzikamisa mirizhonga yakanga yopararira neguta kwakapiswa zvakati wandei kukapwanywa midziyo nezvivakwa zvakasiyana siyana asi pari zvino zviri kunzi zvatidzika mei saka ndiyo nhau yatauya nayo nhasi tichaizeya nevedare vamwe vachapinda muchirongwa.
Yeah, I think, yes, Ivan, I think we've got the first video of Mr. Nelson Chamisa speaking about the outcome of the election. Let's hear what he said about this issue.
I apologize on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe, particularly to the international journalists. This is unacceptable, this is unnecessary, but this cannot be the behavior of the people who have won. This can only be the behavior of those who have lost. Clearly indicating that our colleagues in Zambia have panicked because they were defeated in this election. They are not confident of the citizens. This is why they can fire live ammunition on citizens who are going about doing their own thing. Indicate that there has been a misunderstanding that has characterized this election. As far as we are concerned, this election, as a presidential result, is fraudulent, illegal, illegitimate, and characterized by serious credibility gaps and some serious legitimacy issues that we feel must be raised.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, and that is Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Uyakhuluma lapha ke uChamisa uthi uketholelwa kanje akuhambisa ngendlela. So he's really angry. You can see the body language there, right?
It's very loud and clear. Zviri kuoneka kuti murimo yakazvimbirwa nehasha. Havasi kufara nezvakaitika zviri pachena.
Yeah, let's hear the response from Mr. Mnangagwa. I think we've got that response on, you know, some of these issues plus he's appealing for peace in Zimbabwe. I think we've got an audio.
I'm proud and humbled to have been elected to be your president. I pledge to be the president of all Zimbabweans, a president of those that voted for me and those who did not. For both must be made to belong and to participate in national processes. I will do all that is in my power to live up to the expectations of those who voted for me and equally to prove myself to those who did not. I'm grateful for all the support and hard work of my campaign team and of the many volunteers. You worked hard, you worked passionately but peacefully. I salute you all for your efforts. I would like to commend my fellow candidates on their contribution to the democratic process. It would not have been a contest without them. We had our differences, but we jockeyed and debated peacefully and in good spirit. We have been a credit to our people. To Nelson Chamisa, I want to say, you have a crucial role to play in Zimbabwe's present and in its future, and in its unfolding future.
That is Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, or Zimbabwe's president-elect. He's waiting to be inaugurated. You know, he says within the next 9 days, he will be the next, his second president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. I like the way he said it. He said he's going to be the executive president of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
That means he's going to be hands-on.
Not necessarily. A president in Zimbabwe is an executive president. president. He's got so many powers, you know. So I think joining us today, we've got a very special guest, and that is Mr. Leon Hartwell. He's an independent political analyst. So, Mr. Hartwell, the election has been conducted.
Yes.
Here's the outcome. What's your take on that?
Well, two things are happening right now, as we've seen. I hate to state the obvious, but you have ZEC declaring that there is a winner, who is President Mnangagwa. And then the second thing happening, you have the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, saying that the vote was rigged. That is bound to cause some tensions within Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. I think President Mnangagwa is anticipating some of that, and that's also why he's been giving very conciliatory speeches throughout. You know, he's even gone on Twitter to condemn the riot police that showed up at this press briefing that was mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And he said he almost went as far as saying it's not quite clear what happened there. You know, he's trying to wash his hands of that. Mm-hmm. That is incredibly important for Mnangagwa, especially in light of the violence that took place after the election. And it's particularly important also to continue to situate himself as a peacemaker, mm-hmm. because this essentially will determine now whether he will be seen as Mnangagwa, the military man, and toothless crocodile, soft like wool, as you've described him, mm-hmm. or will he be seen as the crocodile that finally came to bite?
Mm-hmm. So what about when you look at the shooting? You actually say it is going to institute some investigations. How genuine is that? Taking into account that there is fire brigade issue that has been hanging over his head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Let's just step back for 1 second. After the coup, and particularly earlier this year, mm-hmm. he activated the Peace and Reconciliation Commission in Zimbabwe. The problem is he put someone in charge of that who is not that credible, mm-hmm. With this investigation in terms of this recent spate of violence, he mentioned that he will that commission will consist of both international observers, but also Zimbabweans, and I think that depending on who constitutes that commission will tell us how much credibility it has, mm-hmm. and that's that, you know, he has to focus on that if he wants to sell the idea that he's different, if he wants to distance himself from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting there, Leon. Earlier on when he had a press conference, I overheard him respond to a question that was thrown in by a journalist there asking who made the executive order to unleash the military on the civilians. And he completely said that is only done by a sitting president, which I am not.
Mm.
I'm very sure he has pulled himself away from that event as much as possible, and I think from a law perspective he might get away with it. But however, do you really feel he had no hand in that?
Well, I'll give you a complex answer. Perhaps I'll try and keep it as brief as possible. You know, the only time in Zimbabwe when the president didn't matter so much was when Robert Mugabe was the prime minister, and Zimbabwe had President Banana, if you remember correctly.
Yes.
Where the prime minister position had much stronger powers at the time. Right, and ever since then, it seems like it's tradition that the president's powers increased quite a lot since that time, especially during Robert Mugabe's time. But I think what we might witness are some divisions within ZANU-PF and also perhaps within the security sector. Because I also asked myself, why did we see both the police and the military on the streets when those people started to demonstrate? And it seems like one hand didn't know what the other one was doing.
Right.
Because, and perhaps there might have been some distrust the police will be unable to contain the situation, so let's bring in the military. We have to remember how this individual came into power in the first place, and he relied very much on the military. That's also why you have the vice president, who is a military man, and you have the foreign minister, who is also, you know, part of the security sector and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that necessarily Mnangagwa gave the order, but it could also be that there's a situation that these divisions may have led to some confusion. And we saw that earlier today also. The riot police showed up. And then
stop the presser.
And then they were stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
So who's pulling the strings there behind the scene? And I think we'll see more and more of that, either more divisions or hopefully there's a way to contain this issue in line with the more reconciliation kind of approach that Mnangagwa has been trying to preach.
Mm. Mm. Thank you so much, Leon. Let's get to a video that, we'll get back to him. Yeah, yeah. So there's a video that was sent by our correspondents on the ground. So this video is on Professor Welshman Ncube, the spokesperson of the MDC Alliance. Let's listen to his reaction over these elections.
Alana Lamsad, Uguti Awulandelwa, Osemtepe, Nendela, Obehukanjiswa, Nayo, Uketolo, Kusugela, Endaveni, Yamavotas Roy, Kusia, Endaveni, Yogupewa, We, Ballot Paper, Elogu Voda. I-election esemthethweni, election esingathi i-transparent. Kuyabonakala ukuthi kwenziwa lokhu ngubani ngale indlela kulandela umthetho kanje. Esikubonileyo lapha ukuthi bekungela transparency, bekulezi mfihlo kuloku egubuzela izinto eziningi ukuthi kungabonakali okwenziwa ngaphansi kwengubo lezo ezigujuzelwe ngazo. Yikho le kubaleni kwamavoti wona la. Kuhluphe ngokuthi amavoti abaliwe ema-polling station. Kwaba lama-form lawa ama-V11. But so kusiya phezulu le ukuthi inumber lezi esezibhalwe phansi zihlanganisa ukuthi kuthola ama-total lawa ziphume ngapi, ngoba ngabe kuthiwa iZEC i-transparent, ngabathi nanka ama-V11 polling station by polling station, sithethe le ifiga lapha sayifaka lapha sa-eda safika la, konke khonokho kuyimfihlo kabafuni ukuthi kutshengiswe. Ngoba into ade izabi lula yikuthi amavoti wona lawa ka-president ahlanganiswe e-constituency, kube sokuthiwa nanka ama-polling station e-constituency zakobulawa zihlanganiswe zingu-11 afike la.
That is Professor Welshman Ncube, the spokesperson of the MTC Alliance. What he's saying here is that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was not fair at all from the start. He says they are not starting this thing today, but it has been ongoing and they've been actually challenging all this kind of thing. And he says it stems from the voters' roll. The voters' roll, according to him, was compiled in a very unfair way. And they don't even understand what it contains. And at the same time, the ballot papers were not printed the way they wanted. And so he says the election was not transparent, it was not fair, it was not free. So he says even the counting of votes wasn't done in a manner that was open. So at the end of the day, he says there are so-called V11 forms, which you transmit from a polling station up to national level. So he says when you compare those from the ground and those at national level are different. And he says the ZEC was failing to actually compromise on that issue, to say, okay, let's sit down and, you know, talk about it. But they were not interested in that. So he says everything was just a big secret.
Mm.
And that's why maybe Nelson Chamisa is not accepting the outcome of the election. So that's that.
Tukuzinzwa Mr. Dube wa tereri wedu waka terera zurukuta uruwa na avanyuwe pano ndezwe kuti avawoni basa rakaitwa nezeki rangari nekuchena nekujeka mariri vari kuti ivo zeki yaita zvinhu zvekubiridzira vachiti zeki yagara ndo mashandiro ayo makore ese ari kubva kumashure aya vachiverenga sarudzo dzakamboitwa kubva kumashure uko dzeku 2008 2013 nedzimwe kuti dzese dzaingobatwa nemabatirwo avari kutsanangura iwaya so vanoti voters roll harina kubuda zvakanaka havana kufara naro nezvaivepo vanotaurawo kuti nyaya yeballot paper harina kunge razogadzirwa nezvido zvavaishuvirawo ivo sebato kuti dai zvanga zvakagadzirwa semaonero avaitawo ivo saka vari kunongedzera zvakawanda wanda zvavanotaura zvinoita kuti vagone kumira vachitaura kuti sarudzo idzi dzanga dzisina kumira zvakanaka vari kuti dzakanga dzisina kuchena vachichema nerekuti vakabirirwa mune zvose zvaitwa nezake.
So Mr. Hartwell, this begs the question then, why did the opposition participate in these elections?
Well, I don't think they have much choice in the sense that either they participate and they try and do as best they can in the hope that they would win, or they sit on the sidelines and then risk not being part of any of this. And now at least they have a few members in parliament, very few unfortunately, but for them. But they have a few individuals in parliament who can raise certain issues in a formal forum and so on. That is very important for them. I think the issue with the MDC that I've mentioned in the past is that they lack planning and organization also. There are many valid issues that have been raised now by Professor Ngube. And I think some of those things he can prove, others would be harder to prove. But they should have raised some of these more long-term issues at an earlier stage. We've had plenty of discussions around this table where I've said to you that it's not just about the electoral process on that day. There are so many other issues attached to running a smooth election. And I've mentioned to you also the media, resources, judiciary, and then the relationship with the security sector. And if MDC wants to run an effective election, they're going to have to play the long game. They're going to have to build up the party inside and then see how they can create a process that creates a more level playing field. Because, for example, if they got more media coverage, more balanced media coverage, especially with the state media, for example, and if they were able to constrain what type of resources were given weeks before the election to civil servants, 20% or 17.5% raise, and to soldiers, 20% raise, then I think they would have done much better because, I mean, Chamisa, despite the fact that the cards were stacked against him, he did fairly well in the presidential campaign, which means that, there are still some people who want to see change.
So apparently, Chamisa scored more than what Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai normally gets, right? So, meaning that maybe he was popular among the Zimbabweans. And what's your reflection on this kind of thing?
I'll have to think about that more.
Was 2 million
but one,
and something?
But one of the things about this particular election that we have to keep in mind is that we had a very large percentage of voters. The Zimbabwean population has grown a lot since the MDC's formation, in 1999. And then, secondly, we've seen the registration process for this election was fairly smooth compared to previous elections. So it was much easier for people in urban areas, for example, to register than in the past, whereas they were obstructed in the past because those who wanted to stay in power wanted to try and obstruct the process so that these people who are in MDC strongholds can't go and cast their votes.
Leon, interestingly, I had a question for you before we went to the video. I'm going to throw this at you. We had an interview with you earlier on Voice of America about your thoughts on the outcome of the election result, and you were on point that Emmerson Mnangagwa was going to win. Why so? Did you see it coming, or there were some fine prints we could not read that you were reading?
I think it's a very easy answer. My answer was has been for a while that you don't stage a military coup and then hand over the keys a few months later down the line. What you have to understand is that this military coup is critical to my understanding, at least, of what's been happening in Zimbabwe. Because I've argued in the past also, it wasn't done in order to create, effect great change in Zimbabwe. It was done for very selfish reasons. Because we have to remember, Mnangagwa accused the then powers, you know, the Mugabes of poisoning him, mm-hmm. right? And then he was unceremoniously pushed out. And he was angered by that, and he feared for his life. In terms of General Chiwenga, he was going to be arrested at the airport on his way back from China during the time of the coup. In other words, then, they needed to preserve the order of the day without the Mugabes, mm-hmm. in other words. And I think if you understand that, you also can predict in a way what was going to happen in the future. Now, I have to be very clear, I'm not saying that what Mnangagwa is doing today is totally selfish. I think he is talking the talk. He is trying to present a more, he's trying to map out a future that will be different from that regime that he was part of. And right now he has a great opportunity because he has more than two-thirds of parliament, which means that they can create laws and so on to effect change also on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right now we're joined by Chris Gande, our reporter who is in Zimbabwe and is in Bulawayo specifically. Chris Gande, how are you?
I'm okay, Gibbs. How are you doing?
Very fine. Tell us about the situation down there. What is going on?
It's very quiet. It's very quiet. It's been quiet the whole day. People are going about with their usual business. Nothing to talk about, but there was actually a small visibility of the police who have been sort of in hibernation, but we saw them. And for the first time since November, there were some roadblocks which have not been there since then. But surprisingly, these roadblocks, there was no harassment or, asking for bribes like what they were doing before. But other than that, life is going on normally.
What are people saying about the results of the elections?
The opinion is divided. Some people think that, they are believing what the opposition is saying about the so-called V11 forms that are said to be not in tandem with those that the agents had signed, which is what the opposition is saying. I spoke to the alliance sort of base. They sometimes call him the
spokesperson.
Mr. Professor Welshman Nube. He says that they are actually regrouping on Monday and coming up with a strategy. Of course, of all the strategies, there is the route to go to court. But he says, of course, they might take that route, but the problem is that they are not even sure about the judges if they are going to fairly look at the case.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mkoma Chris, a quick one for you there. We have heard the MDC Alliance talk about how prepared they are to fight for their win, to defend it at all costs, since they are still maintaining the fact that, well, I'm not sure about being a fact, but they're still maintaining that they won the election over ZANU-PF. Do you see the mood of the people in Zimbabwe right now being that which can push them to go and fight?
Not really. I think it's all rhetoric. People have been talking, but from what has happened, with the army being unleashed, I don't think people are thinking of that route at all, because they're hesitant. I think that what has happened is scared a lot of people. I heard there were rumors of a stay away coming up soon, but I don't know if that will be any of any effect.
Yes, sizwile ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhuluma ke khonapha kuChrist City. Kumele abantu bebambane, kumele abantu behloniphane, kumele abantu besebenze ndawonye. Kambe kuyahamba njani?
Asazi lapho Duke, ngoba ungani yena emlonyeni lapha hayi ukhuluma ithukela. Abantu abaningi bathi hayi emlonyeni ungani hawe uyakhuluma into ezimnandi sikizi, kodwa into zakhona zikabonakali lapha ukuthi zizathatha nyathelo bani. Ngoba nxa ukhangela uzabona ukuthi kuningi asekukhulumile okunye kwenzakala, okufana lokuthi amapholisa ayengena ehlukuluza abantu ezitaladini lokunye kunjalo akusekho. Thina sinje khonapha sizintatheli izindaba ze-V O A siphiwe amaphepha okuthiwa i-accreditation kade kungazakali ngesikhathi sikamnumzana Mgabe sangumongameli. Lokunye kuningi-ningi kuthi abantu lalabo abamzondayo bathi njengoba sekunguye osethethe isikhundla lesi, asimpheni ithuba sibone ukuthi uzathatha uzayenzani, ngoba hayi kukhulumeni ukhanya hawe ukhuluma kahle sibe.
Yes, so what Chris is saying here is that Mr. Mnangagwa is a sweet talker, you know. What he's saying is let there be peace, then let there be unity. Yeah. And people should work together.
Yeah.
So he says maybe some people decided to give him a chance, you know, to prove what he's saying.
Yeah.
But in your own kind of thinking, do you think that he's going to unite a divided nation like Zimbabwe right now?
I think it depends. The question is, for how long can he sustain the peace message? Mm-hmm. That's the one issue. So we might see him, for example, going to the funeral, for example, of these six individuals who lost their lives. Perhaps he will give a speech there to try and promote some reconciliation. He needs to also show action that he's willing to launch an independent investigation, and that he didn't have anything to do with those orders. Because right now a lot of Zimbabweans are really angry. You know, those images of the that old lady who was standing with her back towards the soldier, and those are very powerful images. And those are the type of things that where people look at it and their hearts are just broken. The second issue is whether he's able to rope in the maybe some of the factionalism and the divisions, both within ZANU but also within the security sector. But because if he preaches peace on the one hand, but there are some others who still want to use violence as a means to an end, then it's gonna make it very hard for him to move forward. He needs peace right now because he needs the international community also to stand by Zimbabwe in order to move forward. But it's much more than the international community. This is also about Zimbabweans first and foremost. Because if Zimbabweans don't believe in him that he can move the country forward, they're also not going to keep their money in Zimbabwean banks. They're not going to invest in their land or in their future in that country.
Yeah, but looking at his promise, you know, of saying that he's going to institute some investigations.
Yeah.
Remember that there was this implicit Chiambakwe Commission of Inquiry that was actually commissioned by President Robert Mugabe. The findings of that inquiry have not been made public. So what guarantee is there, Mr. Hartwell, that the President, President Mnangagwa, will actually release that document to the public?
There's no guarantee that he will do that. My point is that simply that if he truly wants to move the country forward, it will be a good indication for us to see how transparent he is. If he shows there's some form of accountability, if those who were responsible for the violence that we saw earlier this week, if they're held responsible for their actions, and we will see the proof is in the pudding, essentially. If this investigation is truly international, and Zimbabwean, if it consists of individuals who are respected, you know, he can't appoint someone like the second VP into this position. I'm blanking on his name now, but the individual who was part of that group to go and verify whether there was oil in those rocks those years ago. You know, he can't put him in charge of a commission like that. Mm-hmm. He needs to reach out to someone like Gabriel Shumba, for example, who has a lot of standing within the international community, or someone like Eric Matinenga also, who despite was part of the MDC, you know, he's still a highly respected individual.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I think Evans, we are joined by right now Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MDCT presidential spokesperson. So Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program. Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Can we hear you?
Yeah, I can.
All right, Dr. Sibanda. A quick one as we go in. I think the nation is eager to hear what developments have gone, where we are now in terms of. We understand at the presser that you had, there were sentiments shared about the elections, the results not being acceptable, and maybe some measures going to be taken by MDC Alliance. Where are we now? What is the current position in as far as that is concerned?
Well, President Nelson Chamisa has rejected the result issued by ZEC on the grounds that the results are not reflective of the will of the people. President Nelson Chamisa therefore says he expects ZEC to revisit its position and consider the fact that the results should be announced as they have obtained at the polling station. And on those basis, President Nelson Chamisa had a press conference today.
Have you taken any legal steps towards making sure that that happens?
Yes, the president is leaving no option untouched in terms of trying to make sure that he reverses the coup that took place yesterday, in which fake numbers were used to declare President Emmerson Mnangagwa as the president elect. So it is that legal action will be part of the processes that the president is involved in.
Just before I come to you, Mr. Gibbs, so we have understanding that the Chinese government and the South African government have issued statements congratulating Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa on the win. Is that endorsement not a sign to say this is a done deal?
No, not necessarily. If they have congratulated President Emmerson Mnangagwa, it is because presidents of various countries do not have observer missions in the country to be able to make an assessment of what exactly transpired. Our president is in communication with various leaders across the globe to try and make sure that the will of the people prevails after the sham results presented by ZEC yesterday. I think that the president doesn't think that there's any other option other than for the results to be presented to the people as they were obtained from polling stations.
Yes, yabona ke Dr. Sibanda ukuthi liyakhuluna sibili kakhulu kodwa liyathemba ukuthi lingaya emthethwandaba kuzalunga yini konke lokho ekufunayo.
UPresident Nelson Chamisa akathembanga kakhulu ukuthi uzabe emthethwandaba, utshilo namhlanje ukuthi yena uzakwenza yonke into okufuneka ayenze ukuthi umbuso welizwe ubuyiselwe kubakhokheli abakhethwe ngabantu, abakhokheli abakhethi kumbe abantu beZimbabwe kukhanya bakhethe uPresident Nelson Chamisa. Yikho nje izanu imatasata sanamhlanje la izolo ilwisana lezizalwane zelizwe lama-journalist kungekho nje la sizathu
ngobiyethukile ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa uwehlulekile ukuphumelela kulolu khetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe.
Ngamanye ama-options waphoka ngikhona elilawo khona.
Maningi kakhulu, wonke asemthethweni avunyelwayo uPresident Samisa uzawenza ngaleyo ndlela. Utshilo njalo kumhlangano wakhe wentatheli ndaba ukuthi akasoze angena kakhulu ekuthini uzakwenza lokhu nalokhuyana ngesikhathi esithize, ngoba phela umuntu kasalelanga onjengomkhokheli akumelanga pho ngihambekela abanye abantu abanje abafana nabantu abamabandaphikisayo ukuthi yena uzaqhubeka njani ngodaba lwakhe lokuthi umbuso osuke ebantwini ube yiwo otholakala elizweni.
Yes, I was calling Dr. Spanda. All what he's saying is that there are many options that they're exploring, Leon, in order to find the truth out of everything. And one of those is taking some legal action. And maybe protest as well. I'll pose another question on him. So, looking at the issue of them taking this issue to court,
yeah.
Do you think they can succeed?
Well, it depends on whether they have evidence or not. I think, and that's what I think a lot of people have been waiting for and have been asking. You know, it was claimed very early on that the MDC alliance won the election, and then Nelson Chamisa won the presidential election, but it was rigged. But we haven't seen concrete evidence yet.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, Zestin, which is an independent NGO in Zimbabwe, published a report, and they sent a number of observers throughout the country, and a certain part of these observers looked at these V11 forms and were part of the vote counting and so on, and they made a number of samples. And they said that so far, that according to what they've observed, the results that came out were credible. And so the MDC will then have to, alliance will have to produce evidence that is contrary to show that these votes are contrary to what ZEC announced.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big issue.
Mm-hmm. So I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Omar Kaspanda, a ZANU-PF MP-elect. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program. No, I'm told that his line has dropped, so we'll try to get him again. Let's proceed.
Oh, is Dr. Spanda still
yes,
there?
Yes, he's still there, yes.
All right, Dr. Spanda.
Yes.
Ndoda kuti timbo tsvaga kuti chiri kuita kuti mufunge kuti vanhu vachateerera zvakabuda musarudzo nemaonero enyu seMDC Alliance chi vachiramba kuteerera zviri kutaurwa neZEC.
Dzokoro dzaimbudzi vanyezve handirauya kuzvisa kuti mabhunza kuti chii.
All right, ndiri kuti mune pamakamira nenyaya yesarudzo dzakabuda dzakapera idzi handiti. Uyewo muri kuedza kufambira nyaya idzodzi kumatare dzimhosva kuti muedze kuti zvireveswe mudzorerwe win yenyu yamuri kuti ndiyo yamunofanirwa kunge muchitora kubva kuna vamunangagwa. Chamunoona chinoita kuti vanhu vati ichi ndo chinotituma kuti sarudzo idzi dzinzi ngadzibviswe kuZANU-PF dziiswe kuMDC chii?
Vanhu veZimbabwe vakavhota kavanoziva kuti vakavhotera ndepapa havadi kuudzwa. Vanhu vanofanirwa kuziva kuti chinoita kuti ZANU iuraye vanhu kudai iyo yabva kuwina maelections kana kuri kuti vahwina ndechokuti inoziva kuti vana vemunyika muno havana kuvhotera vamunangagwa vakavhotera vaChamisa. Ndo chete zviri pachena izvozvo. President Nelson Chamisa havana kuti ivo vachamhanya-mhanya nematare vachidii. Izvozvo vachazviita, asi vachaita kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe iwane zvakawanda zvekumhanya nazvo kuti pagadziriswe nyaya iyoyo. Nanzwa vari kuti hanzi pane vari kutaura kuti vakatora masempu ekuti hanzi titaure kuti akawina maelections eZimbabwe ndiani yepresidential election. Chokwadi chiripo kande chekuti hatichade masample izvezvi, tava kuda kuti titarise tiverenge
mavoti akaiswa nevanhu zvemasembu zvavari kutaura zvaida kuitwa mwedzi wapera izvi hazvichada kuitwa izvi zvamhene kuti zvinenge zvichiitirwei nguva dzino idzi zvakakosha ndezvekuti isu tinofanirwa kuti titaure nezek iite zviri pamutemo mavhoti averengwe paite kuurirana nemaagents candidates kuti muverengero waitwa zvabva kuzek ndo rewrite vanhu vanofanirwa kuziva kuti zeku iri kutaurwa iyi hayaipuwa mav11 nemav23 kumapolling stations nokuti mav11 nemav23 aipuwa vanhu vanga vari maagents saka zviri kuonekwa nezek ndoka mav11 akazogadzikwa kaya pave paye nezek ichigadzirira kuba maelections ndosaka zvavari kutaura zvichiurirana nezviri kutaurwa nezviri kutaurwa nezekka nenyaya yekuti vari kungotora mugomo mumwe chete iwoyo uri kutorwa nezek zvinhu zvanga zvatobikwa kudhara mukunyepa mav23 nemav11 akaitwa pamapolling station akapuwa maagents emapolitical party yese tinawo isu nemamwe mapolitical party anawo iwayo ndiyo yechikwadi kwete kunyepa yakazoiswa nezek
muri kuvanzwa zvavari kutaura Dr. Sibanda. So he is talking about their party being there to correct what they say is an anomaly in the counting of the ballots, and their argument is people voted and they know who they voted for, so they don't need Zesni or somebody else to tell them how the numbers are. He was responding to your point that the Zesni numbers and a couple of other organizations' numbers are also coming, like tallying around close or less, more or less the same with what Zek has been giving out. And he says it's only because they were not given the original forms, but they only had to use what was then deemed as right by Zek. So they are dipping from the same bucket. Mm-hmm. They might as well say the same thing. That's what he is talking about.
Uh-huh. So let's get back to Chris briefly. So Chris, going forward, what do you think is going to happen in Zimbabwe as you are engaging people there? You have heard what they are saying. What are they saying about going forward?
Right now, like I said earlier on, you see the opposition is actually saying they haven't come together to come up with a strategy, but they are coming up with a strategy on Monday. They are sitting down and coming up with a strategy. But as far as the supporters on the ground are concerned, they are saying that, why don't we move on? And, some of them, of course, the sentiments are mixed. Some of them are saying, why don't we move on and see that we learn from what has happened so that in 2023 we come up with a better strategy? Because some of them are pointing to a number of issues which they are saying could have contributed to the loss, including something which even the Secretary General of the Alliance of the MDCT, Mr. Monzora, is quoted in as having said that the issue of how Mr. Chamisa might have taken over the role and other things could have contributed, and other issues. So there are many issues which people are talking about, which they say if maybe they overcome those issues, they stand a better chance in 2023.
Thank you so much, Chris. I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Mr. Kaule?
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Kaule, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Gibson, you, my brother.
We are very fine. How happy are you about the outcome of the elections?
I remember when you used to interview me before elections, I used to tell you that ZANU-PF is going to home to victory resoundingly. And this is exactly what has happened.
So how many beasts are you going to slaughter for celebrating?
Quite a good number of them, my brother. You are invited as well.
But then but then the opposition is saying this is a fraudulent election. So how can you celebrate when there are some people who are saying that you stole the election. Is it a bittersweet thing?
It's a pity, my brother Gibbs. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a Nyanda where I can take those people to. Maybe they are having problems in their heads. There is something that I would want to say to you, my brother. Remember, these people, where they won, they are saying the elections weren't, everything is in order. Where they lost, they are saying elections were rigged. Oh, what kind of people are these? What kind of people? And really, I'm a bit worried. And what kind of leadership? They are inciting the people to demonstrate, to protest. They are inciting people. They are inciting violence. It's a pity. And they are announcing results before they are announced by the ZEC. So these are ZEC commissioners, isn't it? They are doubling the ZEC commissioners. They are doing the work for the commission. It is embarrassing, really. And I'm not expecting such things from leaders of an opposition party.
Kodwa ke batho ngokukhuluma kwabo bathi leva phela ukhetho lapho litshontshela ugodo bakhuluma njalo phela
right gives ngiyavuma xa besitshontshile kodwa indaba kathi lapho bona lapho abawinye khona besibona bawinile lapho abaluze khona besithi kurigiwe mina ngithi ngabe bathi bona lapho abawinile bathi sirigiwe lapho abawinye khona bathi konke bayakukhalala bakuthiye remember kithi nafuna ukutshela into akathi amakhothi akhona kanti labo bagijima sebesenzani ama-reverse kids nayeahambanga kuhle bele-evidence tangible-evidence they must approach the court baye khona ngale bethi hayi nanku ubufakazi ama-VC what 11 forms lana they are there bahambe bethi nabo ubufakazi abantu labo barigile then the court decide on ukuthi into ezinjengalezo zibanjwa njani but nxa kids besithi bona hayi ama-elections arigiwe sebethi abantu banathisa utshwala bagijima emgwaqweni bathisa izimota asikuvumeli lokhu elimazisa abantu belimali emgwaqweni impilo zabantu ziqakathekile kakhulu kithi abantu bona abo banjalo asithakazeleli ukuthi kwenze izinto ezinjengazelezo but mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi kati indaba abantu bengavumi ukuthi i-election ihambe kuhle i-election le bebekhampena bekhululekile bekhampenisa bekhululekile abantu ama-civil servant obani bona kade bevotisa dawe into yonke ihambe kuhle namntu asokungama-results lapho bawine khona bawinile asenze kuhle sibilapho lapho labaluze khona urigiwe kuyadanisa lokho
yes yakuza kakhulu so what Gawuli is saying is that you know the MDC should come clean out of this. He says where they won, they are saying they won resoundingly. Where they lost, they are saying there was some bit of rigging or outright rigging. So he's complaining along those lines. But at the end of the day, maybe you can pose a question to him on some of these issues, Evans.
All right. I was going to talk about the possibilities of a GNU. We've seen it happen before. We've seen it work in a different way from how things are working now that they are running on a solo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any possibility of someone talking into these two parties to form a GNU?
No. And the reason being that that it seems like SADC has accepted this election as is. And the same thing with South Africa, the regional superpower. South Africa also accepted this election. And so right now the MDC alliance will go to court. In the past, what has happened with court cases in terms of whenever the MDC took certain issues to the courts, and I think if we look at the history of it, nothing came of that. So I'm not sure if a GNU is possible. I don't think so. However, there might be a possibility where Mnangagwa tries to play the reconciler, you know, the man who brought Zimbabwe together, and he might throw a few key positions within his government to the opposition. Exactly, so as to try to say, let's work together. You know,
just like what Mandela did to Mungose to Buthelezi.
Exactly, something like that, or even what we've...
And that's how you kill the opposition, right?
Yeah, you bring them into the tent.
And swallow them.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get back to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, I think you are hearing exactly what people are saying. GNU and your complaints of rigging, Mr. Kaole was saying, you guys, where you won, you are saying you are celebrating. Where you lost, you are saying the election was rigged. Briefly, can you respond to that?
I don't know where this gentleman comes from or what planet he has just jumped out of. The fact of the matter is that we were very clear that the manner in which ZEC organized the elections was skewed and conducted outside the law, and that we said this throughout the time. We held massive demonstrations in the capital city in this regard. He doesn't seem to have seen that. Probably, certainly, has been in a parallel universe. As to the ludicrous claim that we have celebrated where we have won and not celebrated where we haven't won, it only serves to show the level of, in my view, arrogance in understanding the reality. If you're playing football and the referee was favoring the other team, that if the underdogs are then winning despite the partisanship of the referee, do you expect them to say, oh no, we didn't win because the referee was partisan serving the other team? You at least have, no matter how small your brain is, you understand that you are winning against odds. The fact of the matter is that we have won against the odds, and we would be stupid. In fact, we should celebrate the fact that we are winning against odds. We're not stupid, and we don't speak because we have been given a chance to. We say things because we have something to say, something meaningful. It is certainly meaningless to assume that a team that's playing in a skewed game should not celebrate a goal that it gets as a result of his hard work.
Would you accept any GNU? What, 10 seconds?
I wouldn't be able to say that because I'm only a spokesperson. I'm not a politician. Mm-hmm. That's a decision for the politicians to make.
Thank you
and
very much.
And the president has spoken to that today.
Mm-hmm. So let's get back to Mr. Kaole. I guess he wants to respond about this.
Just to remind him, we are left with just 4 minutes to go.
So he 1 minute for him.
With 1 minute, say, would you like to respond to the friend who's just been talking here?
Yes, I would like to respond.
1 minute exactly, so we can wrap off.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yes, the fact of the matter, is that these people, they are crying, they are fall over some of the things that really are very clear to everyone. And even some of the people who were conducting this election, especially the polling officers, those people who were involved in carrying out the election, they are really worried as to where this is coming from, that the elections were rigged. Because the information is there, everything is there, the CV forms are there, but these guys are claiming they are saying the elections were rigged where they lost. Why are they not saying the elections were rigged where they won in Bulawayo and in Harare? Why are not they not coming in the open to say
the elections were
rigged in all those areas where they won? Yeah. It's really embarrassing to them that these people can stoop so low and really waste our time on some of these things that are very clear to even my grandmother who is sitting at home.
Thank you so much. Maybe Dr. Spanda, 10 seconds, your response to that?
Listen to this gentleman. He says that the people who are conducting the elections are worried. Of course, Zeke is worried that we are telling the truth, that they've lied about the elections. I don't know that he's making a point. It's a mute point. It shouldn't be made. It's a waste of time.
Thank you very much. Last word, Leon. Mr. Hatwe?
I just wish that the leaders in Zimbabwe all understand that this is about the people of Zimbabwe. They need to reach across the spectrum. And Nelson Mandela is one of my heroes. And you talk to your enemies. You make peace with your enemies, not with your friends. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the leaders in Zimbabwe will do that.
Thank you very much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We take our guest this evening, Mr. Leon Hartwell, an independent political analyst. Our reporter, Chris Gande in Bulawayo, Dr. Nkululeko Ospanda, MTCT presidential spokesperson, and Mr. Philip Kaole of ZANU-PF. We hope to be with you next week. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
And I'm Ivan Zininga here. It was a pleasure. Good night.
Thanks, Leon.